and deliver you. Because as I said at the beginning, that Jesus, the name of Jesus, is a deliverer. It can deliver us from whatever we are in. It'll deliver you from sickness. It'll deliver you from sin. All we have to do today is just call on his wonderful name. When we call on the wonderful name of Jesus, heaven opens up and listens to us. It gets God's attention. We don't have to get down and beg and plead. All we have to do is say, God, in the name of Jesus. Because he told us in the scripture, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, the Father will do it. So just use the name of Jesus. He will answer every prayer. He will solve every problem. Just call on the name of Jesus. Give it to God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I do hope you enjoy this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. Remember, God loves you. Bye.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, God told me to read when I first got saved, and he's telling me to do this again. I'm just going to read some things out of the Bible. Like I told you one time before, this book of Jeremiah has some things in here that I never hear preached. And this country is in a mess. It is in a terrible mess. And we, as God's people, do have a way out of this. We can endure it anyway. But I think the Spirit led me to read this 14th chapter of Jeremiah. I'm going to try to read the whole chapter, and I'll comment on some things after if I have still have a little time. It's the word of the Lord to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, her cities languish. They wail for the land, and a cry goes out from Jerusalem. The nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns but find no water. They return with their jars unfilled, dismayed and despairing. They cover their heads. The ground is cracked because there is no rain in the land. The farmers are dismayed and cover their heads. Even the doe in the field deserts her newborn fawn because there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the barren heights and pant like jackals. Their eyeballs fail for lack of pasture. Although their sins testify against us, O Lord, do something for the sake of your name. For our backsliding is great. We have sinned against you, O hope of Israel, its Savior in times of distress. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who stays only a night? Why are you like a man taken by surprise, like a warrior powerless to save? You are among us, O Lord, and we bear your name. Do not forsake us. This is what the Lord says about this people. They greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet, so the Lord does not accept them. You will now remember their wickedness and punish them for their sin. Then the Lord said to me, do not pray for the well-being of this people. Although they fast, I will not listen to their cry. Though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy them with the sword, famine, and plague. But I said, Ah, sovereign Lord, the prophets keep telling them, you will not see the sword or suffer famine. Indeed, I will give you lasting peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies. in my name. I have not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, and the delusions of their own mind. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the prophets who are prophesying in my name. I did not send them, yet they are saying no sword or famine will touch this land. Those same prophets will perish by the sword and famine, and the people they are prophesying to will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. There will be no one to bury them, or their wives, their sons, or their daughters. I will pour out on them the calamity they deserve. Speak this word to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears, night and day without ceasing. For my virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow. I will go into the country to see those slain by the sword. If I go into the city, I see the ravages of famine. Both prophet and priest have gone to a land they know not. And Jeremiah says, Have you rejected Judah completely? Do you despise Zion? Why have you afflicted us so that we cannot be healed? We hope for peace, but no good has come. For a time of healing, but there is only terror. O Lord, we acknowledge our wickedness and the guilt of our fathers. We have sinned against you. For the sake of your name, do not despise us. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us and do not break it. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, O Lord, our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this. Now, that chapter, there are several things in here I would like to talk about, but due to my limited time, I'll only talk about a few. And the first one here is, then the Lord said to me, do not pray for the well-being of this. That's verse 11. Now, that kind of shocked me when I read that. The Lord said, don't pray for this people, for the well-being of this people. You know, and to me, it tells you why he says not to pray for them. He says here, verse 12, although they fast, I will not listen to their cry. Though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy them with the sword, famine, and plague. But Isaiah said, but I said, ah, sovereign Lord, the prophets keep telling them, you will not see the sword nor suffer famine. Indeed, I will give you lasting peace in this place. I hear a lot of preachers talking about how God will bless you, and all you have to do is say praise the Lord and hallelujah and all of that, you know. But to me, that's kind of misleading. It's good to say that, and it's all right to do that. But then there's more to it than this. Jesus says that if my words abide in you and you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and I will do it. Now he didn't say just ask. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. How you going, if you abide in him and don't have his word in you, you're still lacking. You know, these things go together. They're like this epoxy. You know, one don't work by itself. You have to put them both together, then they work. Anyway, if you, and what I've been trying to do all the time, and I say this all the time, but I'm trying to get people interested in reading the Bible for yourself, because you cannot always trust what you hear from the pulpit. You can't trust everything you hear on the radio, on the television. I don't care who it is, it's the Pope, the President, or whoever else. You cannot believe everything you hear. You know, like I go back to that old saying I read somewhere. Somebody said, you can fool some of the people all the time, all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And I also found out that another saying they had, if you want to hide anything from one of us, put it in a book. So that's why I made it my business to get in some books. I didn't get a lot of education, but I wanted to. I didn't want to be altogether stupid either, so I did learn to read, and I thank God for that, and I read. And I ask God to give me understanding of what I read. And if you'll do the same thing, I know he'll do it for you because he's doing it for me. And like somebody asked me, man, are you perfect? No, I'm not perfect, but I'm being made perfect. And I'm working on it every day, trying to get to know my creator. And this is how you can avoid some of these things that's going to happen. I read in another book where it says, you divine the future by studying the past. And this, and also Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. So these things that are coming up is like reading tomorrow's newspaper. Reading this Bible is like reading tomorrow's newspaper. These things that are happening now, you know, things that's happening now are things that have already been predicted in this Bible if you read it. And ask God to give you some understanding of it. I don't say I understand everything, but I do understand that some of the things that's happening now are really not surprising to me because I've read it in this book where it's going to happen. Just like here about this water here. They tell me, I heard a lady said that they have a drinking water shortage in Los Angeles. People don't have struggling for water to drink or something like that, some kind of stuff on the news. I don't watch television, so I don't know. When somebody tell me about these things, I can say, yeah, to myself, I say, I could have told you that. I've read it in this book, but that's beside the point. See, these things here, like it says, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them. Now, that verifies what it says there in Matthew 7:21, where it's the seventh chapter of Matthew, and verse 21 is included in it. But anyway, it says that there will be many that come to him saying, Lord, Lord, and he said, I never knew you. You know, go from me. And everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. So I want to be one of the ones to enter into the kingdom of God. And this is why I do this myself. I read myself, and I try to encourage other people to read, because this is the way you can get God's word in you. If you don't have time to read, the Bible is on tape. They got some very good speakers on it, teachers on this word. Yeah, they have tapes and videos and things like that. But instead of watching the foolishness, see, what goes into your computer is what's going to come out of it. And your mind is the greatest computer ever made. God made it, and you don't need no new chips and all that other stuff you got to buy updating for this. Your updating is the more you learn, the more you will be able to have to say. Sometimes the less you'll say, the more you learn, because sometimes you need to just be quiet in the presence of foolish people, because Solomon also says that. But anyway, I'm just trying to encourage somebody. Somebody will listen and understand what I'm saying. I don't think God would tell me to do this if it wasn't going to be effective to somebody. So that's why I keep on doing it, and in spite of what the situation may look like. And it says here that they are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolaters, and delusions of their own minds. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the prophets who are prophesying in my name and I did not send them. Yet they're saying no sword or famine will touch this land. Those same prophets will perish by the sword and famine, and the people they're prophesying to will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and sword. There'll be no one to carry them otherwise, bury them otherwise, or their sons or their daughters. I will pour out on them the calamity they deserve. Now, There are so many things, little things that we have gotten used to now that people do in the church and outside of the church.